Unit 3, Section 3, Exercise 134. Listen to the story. Which of the titles is the best for it?
When I was a little boy of about 5, I used to live in Austria. It was in a part of Austria which was occupied by the Russians at that time, in 1949 or 1950. And, as you can imagine, I'd been warned not to go near any Russian, especially a Russian soldier, because they were believed to be very dangerous. So, of course, being a little boy, I was really afraid of Russian soldiers, and indeed stayed away from them, or left as soon as I saw one of them. One day, I think it was the 1st of May, there was a big market in our little town. So, of course, I went. But as the times were hard, I didn't have any money. And I ended up near a man who sold ice cream. I couldn't afford to buy any ice cream, nor could my grandparents, whom I was living with. So there was no chance of getting any ice cream. While I was standing there, looking at the people enjoying their ice cream, I felt a very hard grip on my shoulder. When I turned round to see who it was, I saw an enormously big Russian soldier behind me. I tried to run away, but it was impossible, because he didn't let me go. But then, he took me to the man selling ice cream, bought me a big ice cream, and then he let me go. I never forgot this little episode in my life. And I am still very grateful to this Russian soldier, because he taught me not to believe only what people tell me, but to see for myself. It was the best lesson on tolerance in my life.